Good evening. Can you hear me? Am I loud enough?
Yes.
All right. Perhaps you've heard that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Have you heard that? Comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. So I find the choice to be obedient to the call of Christ is not an easy one all the time. But it is the best choice for us. God gives us all freedom to make our own choices. We can choose to be obedient, or we can choose to do it our way. And we sang a song just a few minutes ago. Our way is not the best way. But the decision to follow Christ is the total and best solution. Brothers and sisters, I've been on the top of a mountain. I don't know if you've ever been on top of a mountain. I'm sure you have. But as you know, when you're on the top of the mountain, there's always valley duty. You come back down to where the mud is and where the muck is. But you remember that when it comes valley duty, that is where you grow. It is the most fertile ground. Tonight, we have two ideas going on here. It could be two different sermons. So one is on friendship and one is on love. So we're going to continue, but I just want you to keep that in your mind. Friendship and then love. Remember what Luke said in chapter 9, verse 33? He goes up on the top of the mountain. It's transfiguration time. And there's three up there. And the disciples were so excited seeing Jesus speaking to Moses and Elijah. Peter goes up there and he says, "Can we just build three shelters and stay up there with you?" Isn't that the way we feel sometimes when we're up on the mountain? I just want to stay here and bask in your presence. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay up here with you. But that's not the way the world works. But that's a little bit of a glimpse of what heaven's going to be like. Amen. So we come back down here to the world, to the real world. Oh, printed on front and back. How about that? Being in unity with God is what God desires for us. We must be living in a balanced life. We must be putting Christ first, always seeking after Him. You know what Scripture says in 6:33 there? It says that if you follow God and you put Him first, all things will be added unto you. Tonight, God gave me a really good topic, and it starts with a round piece of wood. I'll show it to you. It has three pegs on it. This wood cannot stand by itself. It lays flat. But I want you to know that it represents a friendship with God. And like any circle, it goes around and around. It's continuous, and it's reciprocal. As believers grow in their faith, they can deepen their relationship with God, which in turn strengthens their friendship with God. The cycle of growth and support creates a sense of balance and a sense of fulfillment, where both the believer and God are enriched by the relationship. It's when we are outside of that circle, or we decide to deviate from God's plan, that we get ourselves into trouble. And I want to show you a peg. And I want this peg to represent spirituality. Maybe you can guess what it's going to be. Maybe you can't. But without a peg, it won't stand by itself. It needs something else. But right now, I want you to concentrate on this peg. This peg, I want you to know that it is spirituality. The word spirituality is a word that describes our personal journey in becoming Christ-like. We will never be as perfect as Jesus Christ, but we should be striving and we should be led by the Spirit. In fact, we should be Spirit-filled. When we talk about loving God, what do we mean? When we talk about loving each other, what do we mean? Many of us have a poor concept of love because many of us have had very difficult family lives and experiences that were not so loving. And I've been used to this saying, "But if you loved me, you would do this or you would do that. The meaning of love from the Bible is totally different. It means that we want the very best for ourselves and we want the very best for others. And my friend, that's what Jesus wants. He wants the very best for us. He holds our interests and our wants and our desires. In fact, He holds our very being in His presence, in His hands. You know that little kid song, "He holds the whole world in the palm of His hands," is very true. Loving others doesn't mean that we want to give them the very best Rolex watch or having the very best pair of tennis shoes. It means that we encourage each other to use our gifts to reach out our highest potential for Christ. Okay. This next peg. We're still talking about friendship with God. And this peg represents discovery of learning. Do you know that it's very hard to be a Christian if you're not studying Scripture? And if you notice, two pegs won't make our friendship stool stand. We can't do it without three things: spirituality, and now discovery through study. Study is the gateway for us to understand what it means to live a Christian life. Study can aid us in discovering the nature of Jesus. As we read the Bible and other good Christian books, we begin to understand our faith. We begin to read about why He came, the death on the cross, His resurrection, what it means for all of humanity. Here's a list of materials you could use to be helpful. First, read your Bible. I know I mentioned that earlier, but it is the best book. Attend church services. It's very important to be with like-minded people. Find a good Bible study. Form a Bible study yourself with God's help or discussion group. And in case you haven't figured out, this is a friendship stool. The third leg is Christian action. And now you see that we have three legs, a three-legged stool. Christian action is and should be motivated and done through the unselfish desire to please and to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves. You perform Christian action not because you're a nice person. Even a non-Christian does that. But we do it because the Holy Spirit has unctioned us to do so in our spirit. God wants the best for His creation. God wants us to care about each other. And Christian action is the way we show people that God loves them. God loves them through us. I like to say this, and I'll have you repeat it, so please pay attention. I say, make a friend, be a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. Can you say that with me? Make a friend. Be a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. Yes. God did not save us. I know this might offend some people here, but God did not save us to be couch Christians. He gave His life, and He gave the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19-20 says this: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Doesn't that sum it up? We have a job to do as Christians, and that is to go and tell, go and seek. Now on the blog, here's a few more scriptures if you're writing them down. Mark 16:15, Luke 24:47, and Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So if you think that you can't do it, you can't. But you can with the Lord. The Lord will go before you. You must pray before you go to seek those who are lost. We should now, by now, realize that this three-legged stool is really a powerful tool. Now God wants me to tell you another little thing. And I think we have enough time. We could stop here, but I've got to give you this message. And this message is that God loves you. I've had trouble with that in my own spirit, that God really does love me, that I really am enough, that I have this record in my head sometimes playing over and over again that I'm not enough, that I'm not good enough, that no matter what I do, it's not good. And it doesn't reach a certain height of expectation. But I realize, and God wants you to realize, that that broken record is really the record of Satan that's playing over. And you must break away from those types of statements and say, "Cast thee behind me, devil, because I'm with Jesus now." And it matters what Jesus thinks. It doesn't matter what people think. And so I have a little story to tell you. You might have heard this little story, and you might not have. It was in the paper. But I want you to picture a hot summer day in Florida. Now, Florida is a lot hotter than it is here in West Virginia. So if you've ever visited the beach, it's that kind of weather. It's hot. A young boy decided to go for a swim in a pond near his home. His mom would always say, tell him not to go into the pond without carefully looking around and making sure that everything was cool, that nothing was out to get him. But this particular day was a hot scorcher. The little boy was in a hurry to dive into that cool water. He dashed out the back door. He left behind his shoes. He continued to leave his socks. He took off his shirt, threw it on the ground, and he jumped in the cool water and he paddled to the middle of the pond, not realizing that a great big alligator was swimming toward him and the shore. His mother was gazing out the window, felt like there was nothing she could do. Her mouth dropped open in horror. She saw the alligator and realized the two were swimming toward each other. In stark terror, she ran out the door and to the edge of the water, screaming to her son as loudly as she could. Hearing her cries, the little boy became alarmed and made a U-turn and began to swim frantically toward his mother. It was too late. Just as he reached her, the alligator reached him. From the dock, the mother grabbed the little boy by the arms just as the alligator snatched his legs. That began the incredible tug of war between that mother and the alligator. The alligator struggled and strained, but no way was that mother going to give up and let go. A farmer happened to drive by, had his window down, heard the screams, grabbed the gun from the back of his truck, ran to the edge of the water, took aim, and killed the alligator. Remarkably, after a few weeks in the hospital, the little boy survived. His legs were extremely scarred and disfigured by the vicious alligator attack, but on his arms were deep gouges where his mother's fingernails had dug into his flesh in her effort to hang on to her son. The newspaper reporter who interviewed the little boy asked if he would show him his scars. And the little boy raised his pants legs. And with obvious pride, he said to the reporter, But look at my arms. I have great scars on my arms too. I have them because my mother wouldn't let me go. Brothers and sisters, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what you've done, God will not let you go. The love of God that Jesus brought to the world now comes to us, and He will not let us go. He won't let you go. Isn't that good to know tonight in this world of chaos, in this world of trouble? That God, no matter what we do, won't let us go. You know, God calls us to be in a Christian community. And part of our service is done through love. He loved us so much that He gave His Son. Do we really think we can be saved and once done? God wants us to do something. God gives each and one of us a personal journey to go on, a personal thing to do. He's given me to be a positive person. He wants us all to be encouraging. And I don't like this, and He doesn't like this, and He finally gave me a word the other day. He calls it cheap grace. The concept of cheap grace. There are some who may take Christ's message and turn it into something that it was never meant to be. They may say, oh, I can do anything I want to do. I can go out and be hurtful. I can go out and be wrongful because I'm forgiven and I've got grace. And that kind of thinking is cheap grace. God's gift's not cheap. It came with a great price. And our response to God's love can be costly too. But again, it's only worth it. Every day gets sweeter by and by, the song says. I've learned that. Last year's word was trust. And you know when I learned to trust the Lord the most was this past trip that He sent me on to Oklahoma. I learned to trust Him fully, completely, sealed and redeemed, trusting in the Lord. It's been sweet. I've been on a mountain high ever since. This year's word is washing. Washing. Got all year to study what that means. Are you struggling to hold on to your faith? You may find out that next week after you make a confession of faith that someone may ask you, do you really believe all that Christian stuff? I say, you betcha. Yes, I believe all that Christian stuff. No, I don't have to be perfect. The Creator was perfect. It's amazing. I've got an advocate with the Father when I do fall and when I do fail. But I'm not purposely going out here and trying to be out of His will. I want to be able to sit on my friendship stool with God. I've done it. It didn't break. Sometimes we have to take moral inventories. Sometimes we have to look deep inside of our hearts. And we have to give it to God. We have to let go. It's not what happens to us, but it's how we respond to things. Did you know that you can respond or you can react? The difference is my reaction to Juliana that said something bad, I might just go whoop, right across the lips. That's a reaction. Respond, I may stop and think a minute. Lord, what would you have me say in this circumstance? And we're responsible to do that. We can't just go and hurt anybody's feelings. God doesn't like it when we hurt His children. So react versus respond. And He's been working on me, fail to plan to fail. Be gentle with each other. Be the best we can do. Best we can be. Keep God in your heart wherever you go. Romans chapter 8, verse 38. For I am convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels nor earthly powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above or the world below. There is nothing in all of creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus. Amen. Sometimes we get ourselves in a predicament and we need Jesus to get us out. And it's as easy as a prayer, isn't it? But we make it, it's so simple, we make it so complicated. You got to do this, you got to do that. But it's simple this evening. Getting it right with Jesus is simple. He's there. I want to leave you with this quote. And it's a quote from a Zimbabwe pastor. It's my absolute favorite quote. It is kind of long, but the Lord is in it. Don't be afraid to say amen. Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Whatever the Lord says, that's what we ought to do. We spend too much time nowadays sitting in our pew, isolated and not praising the Lord. But hear these words. And if that's you, let the Lord know. Not me know, but let the Lord know. The title of it is, "We're part of the fellowship of the unashamed." Do you know that we're not supposed to be ashamed? Because if we're ashamed of Him, what did He say? He'll be ashamed of us. We have the Holy Spirit's power. Did you know that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you? Amen. That's why we got to be clean inside and clean outside. And that's why we preach holiness unto the Lord. Do the right thing all the time. James 4:17. To know good, to do it not, is a sin. Check that one out. Yes, sir. All right, we have the Holy Spirit's power. The decision has been made. We are His disciples. We won't look back. We won't let up. We won't slow down. We won't back away. We won't be still. My past has been redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure, and the victory is won. I'm finished with low living. I'm finished with sight walking. I'm finished with colorless dreams. I no longer have a tame vision. I no longer have worldly thinking and cheap giving. I no longer need prosperity. I no longer need position. I no longer need a promotion. I no longer need popularity. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be first. I don't have to be tops. I don't have to be recognized. I don't have to be praised. I don't have to be rewarded. I now live by faith. My walk is by patience. I'm uplifted by prayer. And my labor is with power. My face is set. My goal is heaven. My way is narrow. And my road is rough. My companions are few. But my God, my God is reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought. I cannot turn back. I cannot be detoured. I cannot be compromised or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. I will not hesitate in the presence of my enemy or meander in the maze of mediocrity. And I won't let up. And guess what? I won't give up. I won't shut up. And I've paid up. I stayed up, and that's an amen. Remember what Paul said. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And you know what? That's not my truth. That's not your truth. That's not a Catholic truth or an Anglican truth. Not a Baptist, not a Baptist, not a Methodist. But that is God's truth. That is divine truth. And if it's a divine truth, I'm going to hold on to it and I'm going to shout for glory all the way to glory land. God loves me. God loves you. We can sit on the fellowship stool with God. He holds us in the palm of His hand. And that is the truth. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord, and I love being in His presence, and I love how His words and simple things don't make sense at first, but how He makes sense of the mess. He came in an unconventional way. They weren't ready for Him. And sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone, and we have to preach, and we have to teach what God gives us. And sometimes it's a lonely road. Sometimes it's a long and rough road. But when we got Jesus Christ, we don't give up. We don't let up. We don't shut up, but we continue to go. And the only way that we can go is if we have the Holy Ghost inside of us, dwelling in our hearts, telling us which way to turn. It's when we turn the wrong way, we fall in what I call a West Virginia pothole. You gotta stay with the Lord in the straight and in the narrow. I don't believe that He saved me so I could just be a couch potato. He saved me with a job. And guess what? He does everybody the same. He's not a respecter of persons. He loves us all the same. We should be striving this day and time to get our loved ones saved. Praying for them. Breaking the door of heaven, huh? He said, come boldly to the throne room of grace. Not bashful. Not begrudgingly. Come boldly. He lives inside of you. You have Him right here. The victory's won. Look up tonight. Look up tomorrow. Don't be cast down. Don't be downtrodden. What is that to be? We should walk around everywhere with a smile. We should smile so much that they compliment us. They should say, I love your smile. And then you should say what? I'm smiling because Jesus loves me and you. Every time we're in an elevator, we're going to go up. Every moment, every second is an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus. Take them. Take them with Jesus. Follow His lead. Yes, the road is uncomfortable. Yes, it rains on the just, and yes, it rains on the unjust. But the victory is won. I don't know about you, but when I die, that's all right, because I've traded up. Whatever I got down here ain't nothing compared to what's up there. Streets of gold. Oh, yes, streets of gold. A mansion. Jesus Christ Himself. The book of Psalms tells us He set a table before us, a banquet table. We should be excited tonight. We're the children of the King. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. My goodness, we ought to be, woo! We ought to be praising the Lord. They ought not be able to contain us for how much He's done for us. How unworthy we are that He loved us. He died for us. My goodness. We could talk about Jesus all night, but I know you're ready to go home. I ain't ready. Spirit ain't ready. Spirit wants everybody to tell somebody, I belong to the Lord. Though it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust, when this jig is up, I trade it up. Don't matter. Don't matter if I never get that nice home that I want. It don't matter if I get that nice car. It doesn't matter. No. What matters is Jesus Christ, and getting all of earth to realize the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's time to reach out. It's time to do. Stand up. And it's time to proclaim the Lord God Almighty. That's what it's time to do. I know that we do it here, and we come together and we draw strength. It's those that never darken the door of church. I'm worried about them. Are you worried about them too? I'm not talking about the shut-ins or the ones that can't get here. God knows all about them. But my goodness, I want to drag all of mine. I want to drag everybody to church. Tell them about Jesus. Fellowship with them. Show them Jesus' love. God bless y'all tonight. That's all I have. I should have finished about 5 minutes ago, but the Lord just said, brag on me a little bit. Brag on me a little bit. This valley is full of downtrodden hearts and the spirit of depression. We need to step into the light a little bit. We need to cast out the darkness. When you see a candle, you know what the Isaiah 42:3 says? A bruised reed He will not break. A smoking flask He will not quench. Do you know what that means? We're all bruised. I'm bruised. I'm battered. But God ain't gonna break us. Sometimes we just have that little flicker of a light in a candle. It's all right. God can magnify that. He ain't going to quench it. He's going to help it. I love that scripture. Hold it to my heart. But I'll hand it back over to Brother and pray and dismiss as you normally do. God bless you all. Thank you for listening so intently.
Thank you, Jessica, for the message tonight. We're going to close in prayer. Let's go to our God. Father in heaven, you are so good to us. Father, we thank you for this message. Father, we are grateful, Father, for what you have promised us and our future home. God, you've told us it's a place where no eye has heard, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived of the things that you have in store for us. And we look forward to our future home, Father. And while we are here, Father, may that hope, may that future, may that knowledge encourage us to be bold, Father, as we tell our friends, our family members, our sphere of influence about you. Father, we just want to lift you up and praise you. Thank you for all that you've done, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 16, 15, 19.